Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 FY23 results conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited, hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madde from Kirin Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I thank you everyone for joining the first conference call of NDR Auto Components, hosted by Kirin Advisors, to discuss the performance of the first quarter of FY23. Now, I would like to welcome management team of NDR Auto Components. Today we have with us Mr. Pranav Vellayan, Full-Time Director, Mr. Rajat Bhandari, Executive Director and the Company Secretary, Mr. Vinod Kumar, CFO, and Mr. Sanjeev Kumar, Financial Advisor. Now, I hand over the floor to Mr. Sanjeev Kumar for opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Trust everyone is in good health. I welcome you all to the first conference call of NDR Auto Components Limited to discuss the performance of the company during the first quarter of FY23. It is a great pleasure to have you all on call. Before we discuss the performance of the company for the first quarter of FY2023, let me brief you about NDR Auto Components Limited. NDR Auto Components is a flagship company of the Rohit Relan Group. The company was incorporated in March 2019 with a view to demerge the automobile seating business of Sharda Motor Industries Limited. The company is engaged in the business of manufacturing seating solutions like frames and trims to four-wheelers and two-wheeler vehicles. We have three plants right now. One is located at Gurgaon, Haryana, second is at Pathredi, Haryana, and third is at Bengaluru. They all are catering to the Maruti Suzuki, Toyota Buchuco, and Suzuki Motorcycle India Private Limited. The management and the senior leadership team of the group have more than three decades of hands-on experience and expertise in this domain. The company is supplying seating arrangements to Relan Group company, Bharat Seat Limited, who is key supplier to leading automobile companies like Maruti Suzuki India Limited, Suzuki Motorcycle India Private Limited, Toyota Buchuco India Private Limited, and Bharat Sonica. Our seating arrangements are used in the car models of Brezza, Alto, Seat, WagonR, Swift Dzire, Toyota Hyryder, and Grand Vitara. In the two-wheeler segment, we have a strong presence in Suzuki Dixon and Suzuki Axis. For FY22, the company has achieved consolidated turnover of 232 crore and net profit of 14.89 crore. Now I will brief you with the group companies. First is the Bharat Seat Limited. The company owns 28.66% stake in Bharat Seat Limited, which carries on the business of manufacturing of car seat assemblies, carpet sets for automobiles, and motorcycle seats. The company posted a profit after tax of rupees 11.91 crore net during the financial year 2021-22. Second is the Toyo Sharda India Private Limited. The company owns 50% stake in Toyo Sharda India Private Limited, which carries on the business of manufacturing car seat lifters and recliners. The company posted a profit after tax of rupees 2.61 crore during the financial year 2021-22. Third company owns 50% stake in Toyota Bushuko LLC India Private Limited. Right now, we had no operations during the financial year 2021-22, and we are in the process of discussion with them for future business opportunities. Now, I will give you a little industrial background right now. The performance of auto ancillary companies is directly linked to the performance of the automobile industry. The auto ancillary industry supplies intermediate equipment and automotive parts to automobile manufacturers. The automobile industry witnessed laggard since FY 2019 due to weak sentiment and tightening of liquidity in non-banking and other lending institutions. Further, COVID-19 pandemic and lockdown further worsened the situation. But now, with the opening of the economies and rising demand for electric vehicles, the automobile industry has started witnessing good demand, and so has auto ancillary. It is expected that the auto ancillary market in India will become the third largest in the world by 2025. The auto ancillary market is anticipated to reach INR 7,756 billion by FY 2027, expanding at a compound annual growth rate of 15.35% during the financial year 2022 to the financial year 2027. Key growth drivers of the industry are the enforcement of the BS6 standard of safety and emission is anticipated to help the export market expand during the forecast period for the benefit of auto component players in India. Foreign players prefer India because it is a cost-effective location for manufacturing, which bodes well for the auto incentive market. The demand for automobile to remain upbeat with rising per capita income. Improvement in road structure and national connectivity would drive the demand for the automobile sector. The open vehicle scrappage policy 2021 will further provide impetus to automobile demand. As auto ancillary is directly linked to the automobile industry, it will witness a sharp rise in demand. Future looks promising. Automobile demand is back on the track post-pandemic. We are seeing good demand for vehicles popping up. We have completely focused on our future growth perspective and has outlined capacity expansion program. We are also looking at putting up a plant in Gujarat to serve requirements of new clients, and the same is expected to commence its production for March 2023. Now let me take you through the financial performance of the company for the first quarter of FY 2023. We started FY 2023 on a very strong note. Q1 FY 23 performance laid the strong growth path. We are confident of strong performance for FY 23, and thereafter, your company is poised to grow at exponential rate in years to come. For Q1 FY 23 on consolidated basis, the company reported revenue higher by 40.46%. EBITDA increased up by 34.38%. PBT at ₹4.95 crore, up by 75.68%. PAT at ₹4.12 crore, up by 73.1%. EPS is now 6.81 against 3.97 in the corresponding quarter. On standalone basis, revenues are up by 42.36%, EBITDA is up by 55.53%, PBT is up by 80.58%, and PAT is up by 80.51%. So we had a very strong performance in the Q1. Now the house is open for the Q&A. Question and answer.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Vaibhav Sharma from Cogan Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Congratulations to the management for the good set of numbers. So, sir, I have 3 to 4 questions regarding business of the company and on the financials. So, I'll start with the business part. So, as you told, you are demerged from the Sharda Auto Components. So, are we only doing the seating business or any other business also from Sharda that we have taken care of?
No, so at the moment we are only doing the seating business.
Okay. So, I see you are mainly supplying to Maruti Suzuki. So what kind of supply arrangements that we have and how much did we supply them in last financial year? If you can throw some light on that.
So last financial year we supplied about 75% of our business went to Maruti Suzuki four-wheeler and about 20 to 25% went to the two-wheeler segment.
Okay. So 75% of your business, but how in terms of number of seats or anything that you can give idea, like Maruti has sold around 16 lakh cars in FY22. So how much number of stacks or seats that we have provided to them?
About 500,000.
So, and majorly we are around 30-35% of our sales contribution to the Maruti. I think that will be correct.
Yes.
So, what will be the best selling your seats to the Maruti? In which model you are the highest?
Wagonar and Brezza.
So Brezza, it's old model as well as the new model that they have launched?
Yeah, both.
Okay. So you are directly supplying to Maruti or any through your other companies or what kind of arrangement do you have?
So at the moment we're supplying to Maruti through our associate company Maruti. And our Bangalore facility is going to be up and running. I think the production has already started. That is going to be for the Toyota company.
Okay. So to Toyota, you will be supplying direct?
We're going to be supplying to the seat maker, which in turn will be supplying to Toyota.
Oh, okay. So you are not providing the full seat. So how it works? You are providing a frame or some parts, how does it work?
We are providing the complete frame and the seat cover.
Oh, okay, so the padding and the foams will be added by another, your associate company.
Yes, the padding and the assembly is done by the final maker.
Okay. So currently, I think I don't know, I was listened or not. Currently, how many models to Maruti we are supplying?
We're supplying for about 35% of the models.
So can you just give me the can you just share the list which all models we are supplying?
So we supply to the Wagonar,
we supplied to the Brezza, Ektra, sorry, CR, Alto, Dzire, and now the Grand Vitara and the Toyota Hyryder. And that's for the four-wheeler. And in addition, we do for the two-wheeler, we do for the Gixxer and the Axer.
Gixxer and the Axer. So in the two-wheeler segment, it will be same like a four-wheeler. You are providing frames and covers, and the padding and other things will be taken care by another company?
So, for the two-wheeler, we supply the frame directly to Suzuki two-wheeler, and the cover we supply to our associate company, which in turn supplies the complete seating system.
Okay. So, for Suzuki, what kind of number that we have supplied during the last financial year?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
So I just wanted to know how many number of seats or frames that we have supplied to Suzuki. I think you are providing for two models of Suzuki motorcycle, Xtec and Gixxer.
Approximately 40% is the frame, and for the seat is closer to 75%-80%.
40% of the seats. So I think Suzuki had a sales of around, somewhere around 7.5 lakh, 8 lakh units. So, 40% of frame that will, has been supplied by us and, around 70-75% of the seats. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So for Toyota, I'm just coming on the Toyota part. So, we haven't supplied them anything in FY 2022 or in the past.
So the plant just started production in August, and I think it's expected to ramp up in September or October. So I think we'll see the numbers of that in the following quarter.
So for Toyota, are we supplying for the model that they shared across both the brands, like Suzuki, Baleno, and another, the Toyota Glanza, or are we supplying only for the Hyryder only as of now?
We're doing for the urban cruiser also.
Okay. And you also mentioned, I think, Hyryder also, that they had launched.
Yes, we're doing it for them also.
Okay. No other models like Innova or their sedans?
No, so we don't do anything for the Innova or the Fortuner.
Okay. So sir, coming up to your capacity utilization, so currently, what capacity do we have for the manufacturing, and how much we are utilizing it?
Right now, in NCR, Gurgaon, we are at 80%-90% capacity. In Bangalore, we are also at 90% capacity. And Gujarat, which we will be setting up, which will get operational in March 2023, we will be reaching our capacity of 80%-90%.
Okay. So I think we have some kind of pre-order arrangement with our suppliers, our buyers. So if in Gujarat that we are planning and 80% to 90% that will be moved. So I think you had pre-arrangement with Maruti and Toyota?
Yes, we've already booked our business.
Okay, great. So how we are planning this CapEx, and what kind of amount it would be?
We're doing all our CapEx from internal accruals, so we're not taking any debt, and that's going to be approximately 20 crore an annum for the next 2 years. For the next two to three years.
20 crore. So it's including the Gujarat plant also?
Including the Gujarat plant.
Okay. So Gujarat, in terms of number of seats, so currently, how much we have?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
In terms of number of seats, frames, how much capacity do you have? I just forgot the number that was said. Like you are producing around 450,000-500,000 that you have produced during last year. So that was around 80%. So exact number, what would be your installed capacity?
we'll be at 250,000 sets at Gujarat.
250 sets at Gujarat, and current from current capacity, current manufacturing facility, how much we have?
Current in NCR, we have got 650,000 sets capacity, and in Bangalore, it is 250,000 sets.
Okay, 650 to and 2 lakh. Okay, fair enough. And are we in talks with any other OEMs for any kind of business exposure to, with them, or we are just sticking to Maruti and Toyota?
No, so in addition to that, we acquired a little bit of business from Belsonica. That's for a new part altogether, and we're looking to expand that.
Okay, so Belsonica is supplying to which OEM?
No, that is to Maruti Suzuki.
Okay, so apart from Maruti and Toyota, we are not catering to any other client?
No, not at the moment.
Okay. That's it from my side. I think I will have more questions. I'll come in here. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Dishan Jain from Kosar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so I just missed on the numbers of capacity in terms of units. So can you just repeat, sir?
In NCR, we have got a total capacity of 650,000 sets. In Bangalore, we have got a capacity of 250,000 sets. And in Gujarat, after 2023, by 2023, we will have a capacity of 250,000 sets.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. And the second question is on the margins. Like currently, if you look at, it is around 25% gross margin in the Q1 FY23. So is it sustainable going forward, or do you think there will be change in those margins?
No, I think it's sustainable going forward, and we're likely to expand it.
Okay, so it will likely to expand. Okay, sir. Okay. Okay, sir. Oh, yeah. That's it from my side. Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Jagveer Singh from Shade Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to know at the full capacity, including the Gujarat plant, what kind of turnover we can do in the FY23 or FY24.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Including the Gujarat plant at the full capacity, say on the 90% capacity in all the plants, what kind of revenues we can do in the 23 and 24?
I don't think we can give numbers at the moment, but I think we'll be growing at least 30 to 40%.
Okay, and the next question is regarding the new products. So what kind of new products are you planning to do?
Please again repeat, your voice is not clear.
Yeah, I'm saying you in the presentation, in the press release, you were talking about the new products.
Yeah, so we're looking to add body in white to our portfolio. We've acquired a very small business at the moment, and we're working towards expanding that.
Okay. And then we are in the JV, so joint venture, what kind of the possibilities?
No, so at the moment our relationship is a buyer and seller relationship. Joint venture is something we're not discussing at the moment. I don't know what happens in the future. I can't comment on that.
And in the profit and loss account, PLN, what is this share of profit of associate? So which is this associate?
The quantum of the opportunity.
Okay.
Sorry.
And Gujarat plant will commence from September this year or when?
From March 2023.
Okay. It will start from March 2023.
So the Bangalore plant has started, and the Gujarat plant will start in March 2023.
Okay, and we can achieve the 80-90% capacity in next year by December?
I think the Bangalore plant is going to be 80-90% and 2 or 3 months after production, and the Gujarat plant will take a little bit more time.
Okay, so I'm saying, so Gujarat plant starts in March 2023, So it most probably it will possible by the December 2023?
A little bit more. I think that depends on the launch of Maruti Suzuki, but I think it should be fully at 80%-90% the following fiscal.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Sir, new to the business, and since you're doing the call for the first time, maybe some of the questions may be very primitive. But so I think from what I heard, a significant part of our business is coming from Maruti. So is this relationship exclusive, or I mean, are we not allowed to approach other customers, and how do we manage the risk of having such a large part of our business from a single customer? If you can throw some light on that.
So our relationship's very strong, and we have equity in our associate company. That's a joint venture between Maruti Suzuki and us. Going forward, there is no, I mean, we can obviously approach other customers, and we are working towards that as well.
Okay. So the idea is to, kind of increase the share of other customers and de-risk the business. Is that the part that we are seeing for our company next 3 to 5 years?
Yes. So we want to add new customers, and we also want to add new products.
Okay. Okay. So other than the one that you mentioned, we have more products in the pipeline. Is that what you're indicating?
So again, we're working on that. We've added some BIW parts, and we're looking to expand that as well.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Second question is, sir, on margins. So if I look at the margins of our company and even the associate Bharat Seal, they've ranged in the 6%-7% range for a long period of time. So is this the normalized margin profile of our business, or we see potential to move from 6%-7% to double digits over time? And if so, what would be the levers for margin?
As our new projects start kicking in, our margins expected to improve.
Okay. So it's not that 6%-7% is a, kind of a steady state margin. So we do expect increase in margin over time.
That's probably at the lower end of the spectrum at the moment.
Okay. Okay. Got it, sir. Got it. Thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, couple of questions. Like, we have been observing that, there is premiumization happening at every product, customization and premiumization happening, like seating systems having airflow systems, seating systems having adjusting. So, and particularly you mentioned that, let's say we are not present in Innova or Fortuner. So is it that we do not have the capabilities to manufacture the high-end premium products, or we do have and we plan to explore and get into that? And a related question to that is, like, how do we, like, obviously, one is the volume growth which the OEMs will do. How do we plan to increase the content per vehicle, considering the complexities which are coming in going forward?
So we have the complete technology for seat ventilation, seat airbags. So I don't think that is a problem. In terms of adding content per vehicle, we're looking to add a lot of BIW parts that we're in discussions with Belsonica to expand our association with them.
Okay, and content per vehicle increment is not possible in the seating systems, right? So right now, whatever we are giving, it is a full-fledged package which includes all the technologies which are involved today.
No, so as the OEMs start upgrading their product, our content per vehicle for the premiumization will increase automatically, and we have the technology for that.
Okay, and sir, can you throw some light on this BIW business? Like, what will be the cost per kit, or not the cost, but the value per kit, or what will be the market size? What edge do we have vis-a-vis the competitors?
the scope is pretty large, right? It's as big as a seat for us. In terms of competitors, I think there are the large players that do it right now. SKH Vitek does, JBM does, so Caparo does. So maybe they. But we have a very good relationship with our customer, so we're working to expand that.
Okay. And sir, like considering the capacities which you mentioned and the utilizations which you mentioned, with the hopes that there is expected OEM growth for the foreseeable future, you don't feel the need to expand the NCR and the Bangalore capacity?
So that depends on what the customer's product lineup is. At the moment, our capacity is enough to cater.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's it for my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Sandeep Mane, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Yes. Sir, I have some questions. My first question is, what is our capital cycle, sir? Hello.
For the next two to three fiscal years is about 20 crores an annum.
Okay. And what is our asset turnover ratio, sir?
Sorry?
What is our asset?
6.5x. Right now for the FY 2021-22.
Okay. And what is the dividend distribution policy of the company?
So at the moment, it's 10%-15% of PAT.
Okay. Sir, are we planning to spend on the distribution network?
No, nothing on the distribution network. No plans.
Okay, sir. Sir, can you tell me what is our ROE and ROC?
Our ROE for last year was 7.5%, and our ROC was 9.13%. For this quarter, our ROE is 9.13%, and our ROC is 11%.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhwanil Desai from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, one thing I wanted to understand was this. So Bharat Speed, which is an associate company, is also in a similar business, or is there a difference between what we do and what they do? And if there is no difference, then some of the parts that we supply to them, is there any cleaner structure that we are thinking about in terms of direct supply? You talked about new Bangalore plant probably directly supplying to Toyota. But for the existing plant, will it always go through the associate company? And if so, why such a rent?
So Bharat Speed does the seat assembly and the seat foam, and NDR does the seat covers and the seat metal. So there's a clear bifurcation of what we do in each of the companies.
Okay. Got it. So we will supply for the existing plant, we will supply it through Bharat Speed, then they will do the assembly and then supply to the OEM. That's how it will work, right?
Yes, that is the current model.
And that's how it will work for the new expanded capacity in Gujarat plant also?
Yes.
Okay. So except for this Bangalore new capacity where we are supplying to Toyota directly, I think almost everything will be with this structure.
No, so we're supplying to the Toyota Hoshoku India. We do the same. We do the seat cover and the seat frame, and then in turn, they do the seat assembly and the seat foam.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, sir. Now it's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Shah from Quasar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, a couple of follow-up questions. Sir, one, just wanted your thoughts on the capital allocation policy, since, you know, as of March, I see that the company has a decent sum of cash, and considering the capex plan or expenditure outlay which you mentioned is around 20 crores, which I think can be easily funded from the current cash flows. So, sir, how do you plan to utilize this huge cash pile?
So, again, we're in very active discussions to expand our content and maybe to look at some acquisitions or some joint ventures, but that will take at least 2 to 3 quarters for anything to materialize. So, we're preserving capital for that at the moment.
Okay, okay. And, sir, one more point, the Gujarat plant which is coming up, is it specifically for the Maruti export plant?
That's for the Maruti plant, yes.
Okay. So, sir, from an opportunity point of view, in the foreseeable future, do we see NDR think in the lines of, having some competitive edge in the seating systems and taking the product in the export market? Is that a possibility altogether?
So our product isn't exportable. It's supplied directly to Maruti Suzuki, which in turn supplies the vehicle. It's a very large product to export.
Okay. So that's not viable.
Yeah, but what we can look at potentially is some seat components, smaller ones. We haven't evaluated that yet, but maybe we do that in the future.
Okay. And sir, on the ROE part, just wanted your idea, because obviously there is a cash drag which is happening on the balance sheet, which is getting your ROE down. But when you are putting up new projects, what is the kind of IRR expectations you will put when you are discussing with the OEM? Because obviously this is sort of a partnership approach, that when the OEM will tell you we have a requirement, you will put up the plant. So what kind of ROE plan when you set up a project?
So we try to get the money back in 3 to 3.5 years. That is what we target.
So that is around 22 to 25% ROE.
Yes.
Okay, sir. That's great. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vaibhav Sharma from Kogan Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you once again for the opportunity. I have two follow-up questions. So, as you said, you are selling from Wagoneer till the high rider range. So, the seating price will be different. So, what is your average seating set price? Any idea if you can give on that?
So, I don't think we can reveal that at the moment. I think you have
to. Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking up.
I don't think we can reveal that. I think the customer contract at the moment, we have to discuss with that. So,
Okay. On the bookkeeping front.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Sharma. Sir, your audio is very unclear. We are not able to hear you clearly.
Now you can?
A little better, sir. Please proceed.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So, first question related to numbers. What will be our working capital cycle?
It is
30 to 45 days.
Okay. And related to the margin front, is there any chance to improve the margins from current margin profile?
So, as you model,
sorry to interrupt, sir. We are not able to hear you. Members of the management team?
As a new plan set in and a new model.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio. We lost the audio from your line. I'll request you to repeat your statement.
As our new plants kick in and our new models kick in, our margins are likely to expand.
Okay. And what kind of, why are we in this special arrangement with Bharat Seats?
are we not in position to supply it to Maruti directly, or is there a prior arrangement that we are carrying on?
So Bharat Seats is a joint venture with Maruti Suzuki and us. So I think the arrangement over there is to supply the complete seating system to Maruti.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in one. Participants, if you wish to ask a question, you may please press star and one. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference over to Ms. Supriya Madhye for her closing comments.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Please proceed with your closing comments.
Yes. And thank you, India Auto Company Management and everyone for joining this call. If you have any query, please write it to us at info@greenadvisory.com. I thank you once again to everyone for joining this call.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.
Thank you.